Good afternoon. Today I'll be presenting the epidemiological and preventive care profile of adults with diabetes in Puerto Rico, a practical use of the BRF-SS Optional Diabetes Model 2009. I don't have any relationship to disclose. And diabetes is a chronic disease that disproportionately affects Hispanics, especially Puerto Ricans. In 2009, Puerto Rico has the highest prevalence of diabetes in the United States, including Washington, D.C. and other territories. So as you can see, diabetes is a major public health problem in the island, and there was a need to describe the characteristics and that population to delineate strategies to reduce diabetes burden. The Puerto Rico Diabetes Prevention and Control Program administers the diabetes surveillance system. The surveillance system was officially established in 2002, and its main purpose is to describe trends in the prevalence and mortality related to diabetes in Puerto Rico. The specific objectives include identify different available diabetes data sources, to establish a continuous mechanism for data collection, analysis, and finally the dissemination of the results, and to provide statistical data for the development of policies and establish an evaluation plan that can be used to do periodically evaluations of the surveillance system. Currently, the main data sources that we have in the diabetes surveillance systems are vital statistics, the BRFSS, and the Puerto Rico Renal Council. For this study, we used the data from the BRFSS 2009. The purpose of the study was to construct an epidemiological and preventive care profile of adults with diabetes in Puerto Rico from the optional diabetes model of the BRFSS. In addition, we wanted to know if there were statistical differences in terms of diabetes self-management and preventive care practices by gender, age, and socioeconomic status. As I said before, we used the data gathered from the 2009 Puerto Rico BRFSS optional diabetes model. We analyzed that data to construct the epidemiological and preventive care profile of adults with diabetes. And in addition, we calculated descriptive statistics to describe the adults with diabetes for each of the model questions. We also did a bivariate analysis to determine the statistical differences of diabetes self-management and preventive care practices by gender, age, and socioeconomic status. The variables, in this case, we did a Pearson chi-square test, and a p-value less than 0.05 was considered statistically significant. The variables that we use for the analysis include age, gender, the health region, socioeconomic status, and healthcare coverage. We also wanted to evaluate some of the risk factors associated with diabetes, and that's why we consider smoking status, BMI, and physical activity. The diabetes optional model was used to construct the preventive care profile, so it included information on age of diabetes diagnosis, insulin use, how often the interviewees self-monitored their blood glucose, how often did they check their feet for sores or irritations, the number of times they visit a health professional in the past 12 months for diabetes, the number of times their A1C had been checked in the past 12 months, and the number of times a health professional had checked their feet for any sores or irritations in the past 12 months. It also included the last time they had an eye exam where the pupils were dilated, if diabetes had affected their eyes in any way, and if they have ever taken a diabetes self-management class. So in this graph, you can see how the sample for the analysis was drawn. In 2009, in this case, 4,420 people were surveyed by the BRFSS, and as part of the core questions, they were asked if a doctor ever told them that they have diabetes. If the interviewee responded yes, then the optional diabetes model questions were asked. The final study sample size was 844 persons, which when weighted, it represented about 370,000 individuals. Now I will present epidemiological and preventive care profile. The Puerto Rican Department of Health divided the island in 8 health regions, as you can see in this map. The bolded line is the division, marks the division. It represents the percentage distribution of adults with diabetes in Puerto Rico by health region. And about 38% of the adults with diabetes live in either the metropolitan area or the region of Ponce. When we look at the sociodemographic characteristics, we found that 54.5% of the adults with diabetes were women, 85% were 45 years or older, 60% were of a low socioeconomic status, and 96% had some type of healthcare coverage, either public, federal, or private. In terms of the selected risk factors, about 8% were current smokers, 79% were overweight or obese, and 54% do not do any kind of physical activity at all. In this table, you can see the clinical and preventive care characteristics, and the mean age of diabetes diagnosis was 48 years. 30% of the respondents used insulin. Less than half of the adults with diabetes were monitoring their blood glucose at least once a day. However, if you can see, over 80% were checking their feet for sores or irritations at least once a day. In the past 12 months, 66% had visited a health professional for diabetes from 1 to 8 times. 66% had 1 to 4 tests to check A1C. But in this case, it was surprising to find out that 51% reported that a health professional had never checked their feet when they go to a visit. 60% had an eye exam within the past year, but only 28% reported a diabetes-related eye complication, which was good, right? And 65% had not taken any class in diabetes self-management. For the bivariate analysis, we created 2 dichotomous variables to evaluate self-management and preventive care practices. We consider compliant with self-management practices those individuals who were self-monitoring blood glucose and were self-checking their feet daily. In the case of compliance with preventive care practices, we took into account those who had at least 1 eye exam with pupils dilated and had a health professional check their feet at least once in the last 12 months, and those who received classes in diabetes management. In this graph, then, you can see the percentage distribution of self-management and preventive care practices in adults with diabetes. 40% were meeting the requirements of diabetes self-management practices, and only 15% were compliant with the preventive care practices as we define them. Then we look at the preventive care practices by sociodemographic characteristics, and we found that there were significant differences in terms of age, gender, and socioeconomic status. The adults with diabetes who were male, 65 years or older, and who were from a middle or high socioeconomic status, were more compliant with preventive care practices than their counterparts. When we evaluated self-management practices, results were different from those found in preventive care services practices. In this case, as you can see, females and those with a low socioeconomic status were significantly more compliant with self-management practices. However, in the case of age, results were similar to those reflected in the analysis of preventive care practices. In conclusion, our results demonstrated that the majority of the adults with diabetes in Puerto Rico were not following the recommendations for diabetes self-management and preventive care. We also want to recognize that the BRFSS Diabetes Optional Model provides evidence-based data that can be used to evaluate preventive care in diabetes, and it can be used as well to trace strategies focused in reducing the burden associated with diabetes and diabetes-related complications. In our recommendations, we include that it should be further research to evaluate the contributors and predictors for compliance in self-management and preventive care practices in the Puerto Rican adult population. And we want to provide additional training to health professionals in American Diabetes Association recommendations, such that they can check the feet of their patients each time they go to a visit. We will also like, as part of our initiatives and strategies, to increase the proportion of adults who receive diabetes self-management education. Finally, I want to acknowledge that this investigation was supported by a collaborative agreement funded by the CDC, and to especially thank the Puerto Rico BRFSS for their excellent work. So thanks for your attention.